that the world, I am dangling between the two worlds, between the two objects, and nowhere. I am all the time in suspense and suffering. What is the good of that? You have to take the decision in your life. And that is it. And in one couplet, Hafiz very beautifully says, again I don't remember that couple of Baba, but Baba Hafiz says, that precious love which you have got, do not lose it. Do not be spoiled by giving to anyone else, excepting the real master. Lavish all your love upon him, because he is worthy of your love, none else. God is worthy of my love, but where is God? I don't know. Christ has said one word, God dearly. Some Hindu say that a perfect master say Paramatma Piyaratyavayana. Somebody else says Zoroastra Yasdan Vaya Jadayan. But where is it? I don't hear only the names. What difference between the name? What's the difference between you call water water, or you call Niru, or you call Aab? The water doesn't change that. But Aab is not water, it's the name of the water. God is not God, it is the name of God. Name is one thing, God is another. God is not reality. But because the associations are there, they are very pure and exalted associations of God. When we utter the word God, by virtue of those associations, we remember something very high. That is the thing there, it helps you indeed. But don't be led into a belief that God is God. God is God by himself, we don't know. I have yet to see that God. But I know the personification of God, yes? One poet beautifully says, तेरी और मेरी तलाश में सवाल नकल और असल का मुझे पाए उस बिटी जिससे जो तुझे नक्शे पाती तलाश है बिटवीन योर एंड माई सर्च बिटवीन योर सर्च एंड माई सर्च द डिफरेंस इज बिटवीन अर्थ एंड द स्काई मुझे पाए उस बिटी जो तुझे आई एम आफ्टर द फीट ऑफ द बिलेवेड एंड यू आर आफ्टर द फुटप्रिंट्स दैट मीन्स यू आर आफ्टर माया यू आर आफ्टर द वर्ल्ड एंड आई एम आफ्टर द रियलिटी You are after illusion and I am after the reality. The feet of the beloved are reality. What are the footprints? The world may follow the footprints. They try to go through that illusion. But when we have got the feet right here, why shouldn't I take advantage and catch hold of the feet? Mujhe naksh paaki talash hai? No. Mujhe paai just ki just ju tujhe naksh paaki talash hai? I want to seek the feet of the beloved. I seek the feet of the beloved. You seek the footprints. न मुझे जरूरत जाने जम न जहानुमा की तलाश है दिल आशना की तलाश है निगह रसा की तलाश है आई डू नॉट सीक एनीथिंग इन लाइफ आई डू नॉट वॉन्ट टू हैव द साइट सीन ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड आई डू नॉट वॉन्ट टू एक्वायर दैट पावर दैट फोर्स दैट क्रिस्टल लाइक थिंग विच इज कॉल्ड जामे जम इन विच द रिफ्लेक्शन ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड इज देयर जस्ट सिटिंग हियर आई नो व्हाट इज हैपनिंग इन द होल वर्ल्ड आई डू नॉट वॉन्ट दैट पावर आई डू नॉट वॉन्ट दैट साइट आई कैनॉट एंजॉय न मुझे जरूरत जाम जम न जहां नुमा की तलाश है दिल आशना की तलाश है निगह रसा की तलाश इसे ही वॉन्ट्स द मोस्ट सब्सटेंशियल थिंग ही सेड आई वांट द हार्ट ऑफ द बिलीवर फ्रॉम व्हिच एवरी थिंग कम्स आउट दिल आशना की तलाश है निगह रसा एंड आई वांट टू डेवलप दैट साइड व्हिच विल टेक मी टू माय डेस्टिनेशन आई वांट द हार्ट ऑफ द बिलीवर एंड आई वांट टू डेवलप दैट साइड एंड विजन नॉट द विजन A short vision that I get is just a little titillation of the experiences and I feel myself temporarily satisfied. But that vision which will take me to the destination of my life, it will solve the problem of my life. I am not interested in anything in the world at all. I am only interested in these two things. And then further on he says the difference between yours and search and my search is that you search the illusion and my search is for the reality. That is it. And then lastly the poet says, अरे खुदी के नशे में भाव दे ओ मैन यू आर इंटॉक्सिकेटेड विथ योर ईगो यू आर इंटॉक्सिकेटेड विथ योर ओन प्राइड यू डोंट सी एनीथिंग बियॉन्ड दैट आई एम डूइंग दिस आई एम डूइंग दैट आई एम दिस एंड आई एम दैट अरे खुदी के नशे में भाव ले इन द प्राइड ऑफ माई इग्नोरेंस आई वर्शिप दिस आई वर्शिप दैट वट एवर आई फील लाइक आई हैव गॉट सो मेनी आइडल्स एंड आई वर्शिप सो मेनी थिंग्स So the author says, there are gods and God here. Which God do you want to worship? Yahan khuda hi khuda pade, tujhe kis khuda ki talash hai? He says, if you want to worship God, worship the highest of the highest. Don't waste your time in worshipping some smaller gods at all, because they are really not God. They are contractors. They are the intermediaries of God. That's not the real God. You try to approach the highest of the highest. The poet says, See, Baba liked this poet very much. And after this poet died, once his ghazal was being recited, and Baba became so happy, and he said, today I have given him the liberation. He was not in the body, that poet had died already. But Baba said, today I have him. I am very happy to hear this. This was the experience. Thing. I was not present. Then there are the heroes who were there, and many others were there, who have given their account of this, that Baba said that I have liberated this man. And that ghazal was not this, it was different ghazal.
Could you describe
sort of, as you understand it, fashioning of
Muscovite countries,
like Mohammed
controls Germany and
Charlie Bond
controls France?
Did you also,
who told you he controls
Germany? It's wonderful. And could you also describe the
functioning of
it? I'll tell you, I will explain in the general way, because Baba may have said that. And because it is given in the affairs that we know that he is controlling Germany and somebody is controlling some other country and all that. Just as we have an external, the secular organization, administration of the entire world of different countries, whatever, they are just all other countries and their own. Similarly, there is an internal organization. Because there is an internal world.
The spiritual.
It is called, yes, right from the subtle world to the mental and beyond, it is all a sort of a state of involution, and it can be called spirituality. There can be called a spiritual world because they are far removed from the earthly world. And what are their grades and stages in between them? The differences between them. So there is an inner
administration. There is no count about. And the entire inner
administration is controlled wholly and solely by the Allah,
who is the only force that balances God within the realm. And during his lifetime, he takes the entire reign of administration of the whole
empire in his own hands. But when he is resting, when he gives up the body, then the charge is given to the five perfect masters in every generation. These five perfect masters carry out the planning that has been done by the Avatar in his lifetime. They execute the will of the Avatar.
It is the will of the Avatar. The five perfect masters are there. So come.
The spiritual status, or the, not the status, the spiritual experience of the perfect master and the avatar is concerned.
They are both identical, there is not the
slightest difference in it.
But the spiritual authority that is the avatar is far too greater
than the perfect master, any perfect master, because the avatar is for the whole world, for the whole universe.
And the perfect master
is only for his own region.
It is divided into five parts, the entire whole world is divided
into five parts. Administered by the avatar at every time. Now, there are all different agents under them.
Just as there are masters.
There may be other conscious or semi-conscious, advanced, spiritually advanced man,
who may be doing the internal duty given to them by the perfect master. That duty was originally given, issued by the perfect avatar to the perfect master,
to all those who are. So, why only Mama,
there are many living now.
I mean, I just use that as an example.
Yes.
I mean, they are charged with cities.
There are, see, exactly, it is on the lines of the external administration. There are municipalities, the municipalities are divided into different localities. Every locality may have a head. In like manner, all these regions are divided, and they have got their different heads at different places. There is a man who is still. There is a master, I would not like to show you. He is in charge of Ambanagar. I know Baba has told us.
Where is he?
Huh?
Where is he?
That is the only thing I will not tell.
He says he is in Ambanagar.
Yes.
He
doesn't trust that. Huh? But what are you to understand? You see, these things become distracting to you. I have known him all my life, but never even once have I gone to you. I will give you an instance. You know the tomb which exists near the
well
which supplies water to Mehrabad,
yes.
The small tomb.
Yes.
I was in contact with that saint, my mother was contacting that saint, with that saint.
Was a road contact.
Into our life. This saint, before Baba was there, we used to go to Upasani Maharaj first, once took me in a horse carriage. she had me taken in horse carriage from here to Arangam village. That is Mehrabad was not in existence then.
And that was the land.
After the end of the First World War, it was bought by my father in an auction.
So he took me there. I was a young boy of 16 years old.
And he goes round and says, this is a very holy place. A very big man is going to come and live here. I don't know this big man. Why couldn't he have told me that it was Mehrabad? I don't know. Or probably you or him, you not. Then of course later on
Mehrabad came into our life. And we have to tell Mehrabad that
this is such a man. Well, we go to him, my mother goes to him, I go to him. Yes, he is a real saint, Babaji. But you do not go to him. He is a real saint, but you do not go to him. I was astounded. I said, what is this? I don't know. So Baba said that he is a real saint. What harm if I go to him? So one day this saint came, we used to go very often. There was a long gap. We did not go to him. This man came and stood at the gate. Yes.
Baba was staying. Baba was all his mandari before he went to Mehrabad.
All his mandari, I was there with him. Came in my house. I came in my office. I went to see. I got him. Why must we go to
Mehrabad? So this man, I was attracted towards him, I wanted to just run. I was a young boy, imagine 16 years old. So Baba Swami, where are you going? He said, Baba, he's just come, I'm just leaving.
I have told you not to go to him.
That's all, I did not go to him. He tells me,
he was in the fifth plane.
He tells me he's in the sixth plane of consciousness. But you don't go to him. May I not ask myself a question, why Baba is in such an order? How can I ever ask him
if I look upon him?
As the
avatar, he knows that there is no such avatar.
He believes in as the only perfect master. If he is the really perfect master, why? How can I question him in order? Otherwise, if I should go to the basis of my own conviction and find out whether my conviction in him is really firm or is stuttering.
And then I can run after maybe change my life.
He would not bother. But since I have accepted him, then I must obey. And there is a reason. As time went on, I tried to find the reason as to why he disallowed me. Because there is always every man who comes in the contact of the avatar. He jerks out a line from him for him. Because the life of every human being who comes in the contact with the avatar is an open book to him. It is not the case with every other saint at all. Our life does not become an open book to every saint at all. Saint may give us a little guidance. He may be a real saint. We do not want to say anything against the saint. He may give a guidance, but he can give a guidance to the extent where himself stands. If he stands right from here to Pune, he cannot guide you to go to Bombay at all. He can only take you to Pune.
Or any mid station.
Where himself is a station.
So I am making the world out.
Baba says they are all my children.
But when I have
the whole ocean in my hand, the avatar himself. And the avatar says, you do not go. Because this is, I always say that the avatar also is a very jealous man. As a man, he was very jealous.
Extremely jealous. He would not allow
his disciple or his lover to go anywhere. Between ourselves, if we used to talk very much, Baba is saying, all your love should be for me and not for each other so much. This is what we have experienced. But what? What is this for? My jealousy is for myself. It proceeds from my selfishness. But his jealousy is for you,
for your benefit. So it is not my jealousy, whatever he says,
it is for your benefit. He did not go allow me to go to that saint,
and I have thought there.
And that saint had expressed a desire that after his death he should be buried there, and he was buried there. Much against the wishes of many Muslims. But my father was alive and he had one disciple, the saint. The saint came and told my father, you do not listen to the voice of these Muslims at all. They want to bury him in their own Muslim grave, but the saint himself desired to be buried
over there. Probably saint felt and knew that he was, although he was in a strict train of consciousness, he had to come back again as a human being because he did not realize God. And he was a kind of Baba that he had to Arabic.
So his grave, you see the grave over there. Once a year, of course, they carry on with some festival over there. So that is there.
In the new God speaks, it says that every six plane soul is liberated.
Yes. Yes. Nonsense.
Well, he's free from the realm of
murder. I was also liberated from my home and my business when I went to Mehrabad.
Also,
there are degrees of liberation. You mean the final liberation, sir?
It says that in the book.
What do you mean by liberation? You have to read with the reference
well,
to
the experiences.
We shall you take out the passage and we shall sit together and read.
Yeah.
And then I shall give you a big laugh over what you say now.
Could you tell us your experience of bringing Muhammad from India to
the past? Oh, that's a long time. It was a very interesting story. You were not there. You may have heard, you know. How long are you staying here? Harin?
Couple months.
Oh, it's a long time to go. I stayed here for 73 years.
There are still 20 years more to go.
Okay. next Friday. You remember this, huh?
Did Baba ever express any particular feeling for Sai Baba as a
birth of Hari Baba? Sai Baba was the perfect master, Upasthi Maharaj was the perfect master. And the perfect master had the three qualities. The three qualities are Sat, Chit and Ananda, all knowledge, all power and all power. And every avatar is specialized in one of the three qualities. Babajan was the quality of love, all ananda. Upasthi Maharaj, quality of all knowledge. Chitta. Jnana. Satchit Jnana. Satchit Ananda. Chitta. And Sai Baba was identified with power. In his expression. All the three qualities that source are one. They forge out into three different channels where they are translated into the lower planes and manifested. So, about Sai Baba, Baba said that he is identified with power. Upasthi Maharaj was identified with knowledge. And Baba Jan with love. And of course Baba always talked very endearingly about Baba Jan, very powerfully about Sai Baba, and very intellectually about Upasthi Maharaj. But the love of him always was manifested with even Baba Jan.
So the name of Baba Jan ever was uttered, Baba Jan.
And Baba Jan was a unique person. So I happened to give her a ride
in my car. I have taken the car to go to his darshan at Pune. Of course, where she used to stay under a tree, where his tomb is there, right?
And that was the time in the evening when
she used to come out sometimes, sometimes probably daily. And he was the attendant who was there. He just was going about like this, Babajan was following him. He said, then he comes and asks me, will you give a drive to Babajan? I said, most willingly. He said, I'm asking. Why should I? And then I opened the door, Babajan came and sat into this mountain and showed enough. A very old mountain. And she came and sat here, and his attendant came and sat nearby, my driving seat.
And I
drove them to Khadki, about 3 miles away from there, a place. And there was a small shop, a restaurant, where she often used to go.
And then he asked me to talk to her. I opened the door, Babajan came out. I kept
sitting there. That man asked me to keep sitting there. And then she went and just went round that restaurant, had a cup of tea.
She came
back. This man again opened the door. Babajan came and sat there, talking in her words I could never understand. Babajan used to, something she used to say. And then it was a great pleasure for me. Then the attendant asked me to turn the car. I slowly turned the car and then went and dropped her at the place, her own destination. And then again he opened the door. She came out and she looked at me like this, I said, and then she left away.
Twice this happened, I was very, very happy. Once I remember, I didn't have a time.
And Tonga men, horsemen, they were always eager to give her a drive anywhere because they looked upon this occasion a great chance for them to earn money, perhaps, probably. In the name of Babajan, this is the car, this is the Tonga, this is the horse carriage, Babajan traveled in and all that. So, Babajan, just was helped by that attendant to just get on in the rear seat of the tonga. And she went and sat there. Exactly, I remember, when she sat there, she just began.
She
hears
something, so she...
I thought, this is the breath of the whole universe. I'm able to see with my naked eyes. What a shining, lovely, beautiful face and eyes. Did not imagine. She was 115 years old at that time. What a life of Babajan, I don't know.
Where she comes from, where she stayed up, there are stories told about it.
And because Baba had said that...
She said something about
that we are trying to believe. You know one incident about Babajan? That she was in a place called Rawalpindi, which is in Pakistan today. And there were many Mohammedans in the British army. It was under the British regime. So many Hindus used to come and fall at Babajan's feet. Him as the perfect master, the great saint, or whatever it was. And these Muslims did not like.
Because Muslims do not like a man to be
To touch.
his head to touch the man's feet at all. They worship the Ashtanga God always. They don't like the form. Although they are embedded in the form, their imagination in the form, the God that they think about cannot escape a form, yet they are very shy of expressing their feelings and love to a form. They would rather have a few lines of Quran and frame them. But they can never think of framing the picture. So picture may not have been taken of Muhammad. But even something, some picture which identifies Muhammad, no, they don't want it. These are some very fanciful ideas, maybe. We are not much concerned with that. Now,
this one is Hindu.
This Baba Dhan being worshipped by so many people. They did not like. And it is said one day, one night, they buried her alive. Gone. And then the British rule was transferred to Pune. And the wonder of wonders, they saw the same woman which they buried with their own hands sitting alive under that tree. And they were absolutely confounded. And all of them fell at her feet. And since then, many, many Muslims from the army used to worship. I have seen that before my eyes, the army people used to come and even the Muslims and sit all around that. That was the story that is given.
Did Baba tell
a story about Baba Tam's immediate past lifetime before she became Baba Tam? Have you heard anything? I heard something about she was in brothels. Right, what? Yeah. Brothels. Yeah. Yeah. Aristotle. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Aristotle. Yeah. Yeah. This is a long. She was a man. Aristotle. I can't embellish the story of Aristotle. Just that it, when she would get men to come into the brothel, instead of having sex with them, she would tell them about God.
His whole thing with brothels, the men were completely. Had such a serene look on his face. And that these people traveling would notice the look on the men's face. And this one man said, well, you have to go to the brothel. And this one man was very upset about it.
It's a very interesting brothel.
And then she made them each promise not to tell the men.
Right. Because they would become in the people who won't be attracted on the very sight of it. It was because of the brothel they got attacked.
And then this one man had never even promised and seen Baba John as an Adam. And he was so completely.
Who saw?
This woman.
The time
had
seen
Baba
John
or whatever it was, and had said.
That was
her
last life?
No, but I'm talking about this life.
My life? Oh, sorry,
that she, when she was a little girl, she was taken to have a couple of young darshan without really knowing who she was. And someone who was a schoolgirl told her and said, oh, she's very great, can you do anything that you want, you know?
But a month later, the mother bought a white horse. And when she and her mother called by God, it didn't matter.
In 1923, they still owned the horse. And after a while, the horse came to matter.
For quite a while. He was ridden that horse. Baba asked me to look after him. So I had to give him a ride all the time. He was there in our house.
I just remember that Baba had told that man was completely aghast at this beautiful soul had been stuck in his brothel. And he asked this woman, he said, why are you wasting your time here? And she goes, can you call this a waste? And some of the people, I know my love, she said. And God has obviously placed me here in preparation for my work.
This reminds me of a story. In Manjilamim, once I hold meetings and talk. In those days, we did talk from 1925, 1922 to 25 for 3 years. And this was the story you saw.
It was
back at 22. So one day, very lovely talk you used to have, sit at night and Baba. And then at first Baba felt hungry, and then he asked him, who feels hungry?
Run away, first man. After Buddha, after
You know, the first man, sometimes I said, and Baba got some special food he had, and he distributed to everyone. Wanted, and all that.
So one day, after me,
this beautiful, nice, pure surrounding, and your faith is very firm about me, that I am your master, and the perfect master, and so forth. Supposing tomorrow you see me somewhere in a brothel, in a prostitute's house, how where would your faith stand? Would it totter like this? Please answer this question. Raise up your hand if you become absolutely unmoved and you have the same, you would have the same faith in me as you have today. Almost everybody raised up. No, Baba, what difference? If you are a Baba here, then what is the good of our faith? When you as Baba here, if we make our faith dependent upon the circumstances where you stay, upon the surroundings, then that is no real faith at all, that is no conviction at all. Yes, or whether you are in a prostitute's house, you remain the same Mary Baba to us wherever you are. You are very happy.
Please. You see that?